Friday morning, I'll be doing it from, I'll be in Chicago Thursday night. 5 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. 6 o'clock over here. I think you're pre-recording it, but I think it doesn't work, because then how can people ask questions?
Maybe we should ask questions.
Yeah, maybe. Reb Gamliel Leimer. In get acha get loy maimer acha maimer. The person had either two Yavamas to one Yavam, or two Yavamim to one Yavama. And let's take the first case. Reuben dies, leaves two wives, Rachel and Leah. And one brother, Shimon, who gives a get to Rachel and a get to Leah. Then he gives Chalitza to Rachel. So then Leah's get is meaningless. He can marry Leah's sister, Leah's mother, because what happens is the get doesn't do anything. Whatever get was supposed to accomplish was accomplished with Rachel's. Leah was a waste of time. But Loi Maimer Achamai, and the same thing would be true if Reuben died and left one woman by Rachel and two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And Shimon and Levi both gave her a get. Shimon's get counts, Levi's get is worthless, and Levi can marry her relatives. But Loi Maimer Achamai, the same thing is true. But Maimer Achar Maimer, which means if Reuben dies, leaves Rachel and Leah, and Shimon makes Maimer to Rachel, then Maimer to Leah, he gives Rachel has to get a get and a chalitza. Leah's Maimer is worthless. Zero, doesn't need a get, it wasn't worth anything. Same thing is true if Reuben died and left one wife, Rachel, and then Shimon made a Maimer, Levi made a Maimer, Shimon has to give her a get, Levi doesn't have to do anything, the Maimer didn't work. That's as far as we got yesterday. Learned the Rashi on those two things. V'loi be'ila achar be'ila, which means if Reuben died and left over Rachel and Leah, and Shimon went and lived with Rachel and then lived with Leah, the second one is a bi'ez nus. To machloikas, Rishlokas and Reb Yechonim, whether it's karis or alav, but it's meaningless. He did the Yibum with Rachel, but he did with Leah afterwards, had zero to do with Yibum. It's not Yibum. It's nus. Now, what the chiyuv is, we had a machloikas back for his first perek, whether it's karis or lav, whether when Shimon, who was miyabim Rachel, now lives with Rachel's tzara, is that considered a eshesach, or is it considered once she was mutter, she was shabon, actually even the beitzach and by zechadu by neveinu by nishtei batim, it's only a lav. That was a machloikas back in the beginning. Rashi, what? Either him or his brother lived on his sarah. It doesn't mean anything. It's a zus. It's not a marriage. It's not a yibum. It's nothing. And it's not us or their relative. Yes.
So why is the first better than the second?
Because whatever power Maimer had was used up in the first. Reb Gamliel was saying, the Rabbanan made a power to Maimer. They said, one Maimer per Yibum. You can't, there is no room for a second Maimer. Whatever Maimer accomplished, it did already. There's no more room for another Maimer.
And after the Maimer, if he gives a get to the first, does that second Maimer need anything?
That's a good question. I think it will be discussed in the Gemara. I don't remember the answer.
But a Maimer, it's like the Raisa, both still
correct. We went through this yesterday, yes. Yes.
So if I would go Miyabe the second one,
it would be a Yibum. You'd have to get, it's called a Bia Psula. Rabbinically, you'd be in problems. You'd have to get rid of her. We will see this in the Gemara. This will be discussed. In fact, it might even be discussed in the Mishnah. You're right. If Reuben dies and leaves two wives, Rachel and Leah, and he does a Maimer to Rachel and a Bia to Leah, biblically, he married Leah. But since he already made a Maimer to Rachel, we forced him to divorce Leah and give Chalitza to Rachel. Rabbinically. Because that's called a Bia Psula. We will learn about that.
But Midoraisa is not Bia
Psula. Again, Midoraisa is no such thing as Maimer and Get. It's worthless, meaningless, nothing. But the Rabbanan instituted things. I agree with you. With the Raisa, whoever he does Yibam to is Miyubam. That's it.
What was the reason for Maimer?
Why?
Yeah.
I think the takana was they didn't want. I don't know the reason for get. To be honest with you, the takana maimer was they didn't want straight going into a relationship from 0 to 100. They wanted a process.
Well, I mean, we don't see that by regular marriage.
Not true. We don't like people to mekadesh b'beer. It works with the rice and rub on and frown upon it. The Mark says in Kedushin, Rav Mangin Aman the Kaddish would be a Rav gave Malkus for people that did it. Yeah, and then the Gemara in Kedushin says, Rav Mangin Aman the Kaddish would be, he gave Malkus for people that did it. Kedushin.
But that Mishnah is where?
In Kedushin.
The end of Kedushin?
Okay. Yeah, it's the last Mishnah in Kedushin. You ask, you know, foolish questions, you get foolish answers. What?
Like Harrison.
Okay. Okay. Loi chalitza acha chalitza. And if he gave Rachel chalitza and then gave Leah chalitza, Leah's chalitza is worthless. Rachel's chalitza finished everything. He can give Leah chalitza 50 times. She's not his chalitza. Sorry. It was a worthless act. Rashi. Loi bi'ila achar bi'ila. Ba'al zuv b'chazir ba'u akabal tzarasa. He did this already. Fine. The chachamim, my man. The chachamim argue. And they say, yes, get, acha get. The yes, maimer, acha maimer. They say, not true. Get after a get, both are his divorcees. He gives chalitza to one, and then he is ushered to the relatives of both. And yes, maimer, acha maimer. If he does maimer to one and then maimer to the other, they both need a get for their maimer. And he's ushered to both of them's relatives.
Rabbinically.
All rabbinically, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is he's answer. All this is rabbinic. Avul loyacha bilu b'layacha chalitza klum. But Rabbanan agree, if he does yibum, and then he lives with the second lady, that's a worthless act. Or if he does chalitza, and does chalitza to the other lady, it's also a worthless act. It's done, over with, biblically. End of story. Rashi. What? Well, if he does b'yacha 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 z'nus. Whatever it is, lav or karas. Rashi? Yes, get back again. The Kamaloi Dacha Lagami, it's how the Rabbanan instituted it. They said that the first one is not Dacha completely. Hukakakati Ika Palgazika. There's still a half a Zika there. So by Chalitza. Hukakahani Batra, the having Guru Shasai. The last one helps that she is considered Guru Shasai. It effective. Hahani means helps, meaning it's effective. For us to be Kravisah and it's us and her relatives. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues into something else. Ketzad. Zokdrachi. What is Ketzad? Lava Puktakoi. This is not going back on the Machloikis from Gamliel and Rabbanan. This Ketzad is not to explain the previous part of the Mishnah. Rather, El Musabam Penavshihi. It is a statement by itself. And this is talking about one brother and one lady. Vaki Kamar Ketzadin Yavam Vyavama. What is the halacha of one yavam and one yavam of Achim Mefarish with the Mar? Meaning, the Mishnah brought a machlokes, and now the Mishnah is leaving the machlokes. It says, by the way, what happens when there's one brother and one lady? Reuven died and left over Rachel, and he has one brother, Shimon. Ketzad. What happens? Asa Maimer B'Yavamtai. So Reuven went. We're going to have all kinds of cases here, so we'll take each case separately. I didn't do it. Reuven went and did Maimer to his Yavama. He doesn't have to. He should, but he didn't have to, biblically. He went and did Maimer to his Yavama. Then, not to a get. Then he gave her a get. He gave did Maimer. Then he changed his mind, did not go to Yibum, but gave her a get, his Maimer. She's considered a regular Yavama. He no longer can do Yibum because he gave a get. And get rabbinically removes the possibility of Yibum. He does Chalitza. All he can do. The Mimer is not a problem. He removed the Mimer. He removed the Mimer by giving a get. Therefore, the Mimer is gone, but he did give a get. And once he gave a get, she does not revert to being nothing. She is usher now for Yibum, and therefore he has to do Chalitza. Rashi?
No
machlokes. This is one yavam One Yavama. This is not Rabbi Gamliel's case of two Gittin or two Mimers. This is one Yavam, one Yavama. Dr. Ashi, Tzricha Menu Chalitza, Ben Bratel Lichnus V'Lichnus. He cannot do Yibum. He did Mimer and then a Get, right? We don't say Get cancels Mimer and she's neutral. We say once he gave Get, the Yibum, the Hitzchul, the Gerishin, Kaima Leba Lo Yivna, rabbinically. This is rabbinic. She is in the Isra of Lo Yivna because he gave a Get, so rabbinically, she's banned from Yibum. Okay, next case.
So Tzricha Imenu means...
That's the only option he has. Correct. Case two. Asa Mimer v'chalitza. He did a Mimer, again, Reuven died, left over one woman, Shimon, and Brachu. Shimon went and did a Mimer, then turned around and did Chalitza. So Tzricha Imenu again. The Chalitza removes the Zika biblically, but rabbinically there was a Mimer. That has to be removed. And Chalitza does not remove Mimer. Therefore, she now needs a rabbinic get to remove the rabbinic Mimer, and then she's free to go because she had Chalitza. Rashi, Tzricha Imenu get. The Chalitza afkatil zikasa. The Chalitza removed her Zika. Uboi get lavkui kedushin delay. She needs a get to remove his kedushin, rabbinic kedushin. The Chalitza lemavskis kedushin. Because Chalitza cannot remove that rabbinic kedushin. Back to the Mishnah. Asa Mimer Ubo. If he made a Mimer and then lived with her, Harizuki Mitzvasa. He did exactly what we want a person to do. Do a Mimer and then Yibum. Rashi, Harizuki Mitzvasa, Mefarish Gemara Avzuki Mitzvasa. Meaning he could have skipped Mimer and done Yibum right away, but he did it this way. It's perfectly okay to do Mimer and then Yibum. Okay, so we did three cases. Let's review this. If you notice, all three cases now, he did Mimer first. In case number one, he followed the Mimer with a get. We said he needs Chalitza. In case number two, he followed Mimer with Chalitza. We say he needs a get. In case number three, he followed Mimer with a bia. He's good to go. He did the mitzvah. Now he can live with her happily ever after. Now we move on to the next series of cases.
Yeah, Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Rabbi, can I ask just one question on the first case you just mentioned? I'm sorry. So if Mimer is rabbinic and Get is rabbinic, if he did both in the first case we just mentioned, why does that not return the situation to the pre-Mimer biblically? Why is it now returned? Isn't it now returned to the original state where, like, as if nothing had been performed?
Asking a question. I'm not sure the Gemara addresses it. I don't remember. But that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that once again is given, even though it was only meant to remove a Mimer, rabbinically, it's rabbinically prohibits Yibum. If we would have said it your way, I would have understood it. But the Chazal are saying that once you gave that get, even though it was only to remove Mimer, once that get is given, we don't want Yibum. You're right.
What?
You could have made an argument your way, but you could look at it the other way and say, well, a get was given, we don't want Yibum.
I'm sorry, but what's the reason? If why don't we divide between all rabbinic and all biblical? Why would the rabbinic
knock out
the biblical?
Remember, it's all rabbinic, so the rabbinic can write it any way they want to, right? So this is the way they wrote the law. If I remember correctly, and I don't know Yerushalmi, but I looked around as I was preparing in Yerushalmi, I believe there's a Maldiyama in Yerushalmi that wants to say your way, that says you do a Mimer and a Get, it goes back to neutral. But I don't remember there being one in our Gemara. As we go forward, we'll see if there is ever brought in our Gemara.
But just what's the reasoning for the way we're holding now? What's the rationale?
Rationale is that once we saw a get being given, people view a get as a separator, and therefore we don't want any connection after the get.
Okay.
My goodness. In that case, before he gives the chalitza in the first case, can he be machzir grushoso?
Once he gave a get, he's not allowed to do yibum, rabbinically. It's all rabbinic. He's not allowed to do yibum.
How do we know that?
I mean, how do you know that? Rabbana made it up.
There
is no source in the Torah. It's all rabbinic.
He didn't do chalitza yet. He didn't do chalitza yet. Can he be machzir grushoso?
Again, once he did a get, He has an Isser of Loi. Again, this is not his wife. He never did Yibum.
Right.
He's Yivama, right? Rashi says, the Rabbanan said, that once you gave the get, we don't want you doing Yibum.
Okay.
Isn't that addressing your direct issue and saying no?
Yes, you're right.
Rabbinic, there is no source. The Rabbanan made it that way. And that was Harvey's question. Why did the Rabbanan make it that way? I don't have an answer. If I remember correctly, again, I'm not willing to rely on my memory. In the Yerushalmi, there is a Mandiyamai that says it does become neutral again. But I clear that the way Rashi explains our Mishnah, it's not that way. And I don't remember clearly from the Yerushalmi. I don't want to be quoted. What?
Look at Taisus Asa Mimer. He says that you learn to perform on the base. Depends why you're speaking.
Thank you. Thank you, Harvey. Thank you very much for showing me the Taisus. Taisus says, Harvey, that he can do the get one of two ways. He can give the get straight for the Mimer, and then he can have Yibum afterwards. Like you said, it becomes neutral. But if he gives the get also for the Zika, then he can no longer do Yibum. That's what Taisus speaks out. So Harvey, you're right.
What does it mean also for the Zika?
When a guy gives a get to his Yivama, usually it means he's trying to break the bond.
Right.
So then he can no longer do Yibum.
Right.
But if he says, I'm only giving my get to remove the mimer and to return her to a neutral status, then she's mutter. So, Harvey, you are right. I was wrong. That's what Taisus says. Thank you, Baruch Hashem, for showing me Taisus.
He can stipulate that?
Yes. He can stipulate that. When he gives the get, he can stipulate that he only wants it to break the mimer. He doesn't want it to affect the bond.
The lady falls to Yivo, and the guy gives a get instead of Chalitza.
Right. That get is for the bond. Why else is he giving the get?
So
rabbinically,
the Rabbanan say that will help.
No, the Rabbanan say that makes it that he can no longer do evil.
No, that's fine. I mean, no, that it helps someone. I would say a get for Kedusha, not for evil.
But the Rabbanan came along.
What
do you mean by help? What does it help?
Meaning that it has a. If I would have said that, instead of the lady falls for Yibum and I give her a cigarette, it ain't going to help anything, right?
I don't know what you mean, help. I like the word.
Effective.
I'll say effective.
Effective.
Help means it's a benefit. Here it's not a benefit, it's a detriment.
No, effective is a better word.
Right, I like my word better. Effective, correct?
These words were here at Webster.
John Webster. First name was Noah.
I left chutzpah on my farm, sir, Rebbe. Webster, who's that?
Rebbe Meir. Right.
There's too many jokes here.
Right. Right. Back to the Mishnah. Nothing get. He gave a get first. Then us a mimer. Then he did a mimer. Now over here, he gave a get, she's no longer eligible rabbinically for Yibum. But then he did a mimer. And a mimer works after a get. Even Rav Gamliel just said no to getting. But a mimer works after get. So he could get to remove the mimer, the chalitza to remove the zika. Rashi. Nothing get to us a mimer, but I see Yavama Atzma. I feel Rav Gamliel made up, yes, mimer after a get. Even Rav Gamliel will admit that there's a mimer after the get. The mesapkalei he get dochi eloi, because he's mesupik, does get work or not? But doma get loy dochi, v'ani mimer yivamimba. Meaning, get works to a certain point, but mimer can still work. That's what Rav Gamliel just said, either get works or doesn't work, and you can't have two. But he's not sure what it does, so mimer works. The koshkel rabbanon dami get dochi tzas and mishayer tzas, yet does partially, v'ani mimer limit nishur to get. So mimer works on the rest. Mitzarek get l'mamarot, v'chalitza l'zikasai. He needs a get for the mimer, and chalitza for the bond. V'yivum aloi, the get kaima, kaima le'vilo yivna. By giving the get first, he removed the possibility of yivum. So that's the next, that's the case we just did. Nothing get to us a mimer, tzicha get v'chalitza. Nothing get ubal. He gave a get, and then he lived with her. So biblically, he did yivum. Biblically, he did Yibum, because the get is meaningless, biblically. But he did a get which banned him rabbinically from doing Yibum. That is called a Bia Psula. It is a Bia that he wasn't supposed to do rabbinically. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, we're going to require Tzicha get, We're going to require a biblical get because we don't want you to stay married to her. You had no right to marry her rabbinically, the chalitza. And we're also going to say, we're going to make you go through chalitza rabbinically. Because biblically, there's no need for chalitza. You did yibum. But since you did yibum and we didn't want you to do yibum, we told you not to do yibum, we consider this yibum rabbinically no good, and we require chalitza rabbinically. So what happens is, he gave a get. That rabbinically said he cannot continue to do yibum. He went ahead and did yibum. Now, biblically speaking, she's his wife. Did a mitzvah, yibum. But the Rabbanan didn't want him to do this way. They don't want this kind of yibum. So then they say, we make you divorce her biblically, because she's your biblical wife, but we're not going to let you stay married.
Why?
But you violated the rabbinic law of doing bia after a get. It's a rabbinic law of not doing it. You're not supposed to do it. You violate rabbinic law, we break up your marriage. Then they said, we're going to require a rabbinic chalitza because you were not supposed to do it this way. You were supposed to give chalitza. Rashi. Nothing get ubo, asa l'kaima, the kama level of yivna. Utsricha get l'biyatzai, the chalitza l'zikasai. She needs a get for his bia, which is biblical, and chalitza for his rabbinic bond. It's not a biblical bond anymore. It's a rabbinic bond. Get l'biyatzai. Now, over here, Rashi gets off on a tangent. Later on, the Gemara will say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin doesn't work on Chayv Lavin. So Rashi wants to point out over here, right, there is no Chayv Lavin here. When he did the Bia, he didn't violate any biblical law. All he did was gave a rabbinic get. Not a biblical get, it's a rabbinic get. Therefore, when he does the Bia, it works. He didn't do a Chayv Lavin. The Gemara is going to explain that our Mishnah is Rebbe Kiva. How come Maidi, the Tavsa Kedusha Biyah, the get Lavka Chalitza dummy? He didn't give her Chalitza. He gave her a get. La'afkui kula Zika to remove the Zika. There was no complete Lav. It was a rabbinic Lav. A rabbinic Esther. Rabbinic Esther Kedusha Nisaifas. So when he did Bia, he married her. He did Yibum. He needs a get. A biblical get. But since he did Bia when he wasn't supposed to, we require rabbinic chalitza. We don't recognize the severance of the bond completely. We say, he did Bia, he did Yibum, but since rabbinically he wasn't allowed to, there's still a rabbinic bond that has to be removed, and for that we want chalitza. Hope I'm explaining myself well enough. What? Yeah, 100%. It's his wife. The chalitza is the kasai. Ubeget lechudu lemiftera. The get is not enough. Beit kishar yavam shekaynes es yavam toy, like every other yavama that he married. Shachol lepaytir beget. Shum da'avi bia psula. This was a bia psula. It was a not allowed bia. Shum get kama. Vulei kanya legambi. The Rabbanan said he doesn't acquire it completely. So here he is, biblically married to her completely, and the Rabbanan said, no, you're not married to her completely, because you had no right to do this. And therefore, we're going to require something to remove a rabbinic bond that remains. Next case. Nasan get to chalatz, einach chalitza. He gave a get and then did chalitza. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. It's fine. The Zika is gone. And there's no problem. Rashi, einach chalitza klum. Dr. Rashi, the Abba got the chalitza psulahi. Even though by giving a get, he turns the chalitza into a rabbinic chalitza psula. We discussed this in the third perek. Whether chalitza psula works, when there's two yavamas, you have to do chalitza to both. The Abba boy leave huma levatzi. If he wanted to do yibum, he wouldn't be able to. However, it works. If after get and chalitza he decides to do maimer or bia, it doesn't work. It's only a lav. If a guy gives chalitza to a lady and then marries her, it's only a lav. It's not karis. His own chalutza is only a lav. Okay, Rebbe Kiva, that man kedushin taisim b'chayv a lav. It's going like Rebbe Kiva who says that once you give chalitza, there's no possibility of marriage. There's no valid marriage anymore. Because? Ein kedushin chayitza b'chayv elavim. Welcome to Fires of Gemara, the Masis and Rebbe Kiva. If you don't agree to Rebbe Kiva, you give get and chalitza, and then you do bia, you married her. It's not yibum, but you did a lav. It's valid. You married your chalitza. You marry your chalitza, it's valid. But since Rebbe Kiva holds ein kedushin chayitza b'chayv elavim, once you did chalitza, there's a lav to marry her, and therefore you can never marry her, according to Rebbe Kiva, because kedusha won't be valid b'chayv elavim. The own chalutz is definitely a love. The machlokes wasn't the tzaras or the brothers in her, but there was no machlokes about the guy in the chalutza. It's only a love. That's for sure only a love. According to Bekiva, it would be a lot of mamza. Correct. If the get kefir, then the chalutza. I don't know which case you're referring to.
Involved. You're not to get involved.
Correct.
If there, unfortunately, was a blot at that point.
It would be a kosher kid, biblically. What happens by midrabanan? I think the kid's kosher anyway. He violated rabbinic law. The kid's not a mamzer from violating rabbinic law. There's such a thing called a mamzer midrabanan, but not, I don't think of this. If a person marries a shnias larayas, the kid's a kasher. The Mishnah says later on. I don't know. If he over there, the kid would not be a. Again, he violated rabbinic law, but that doesn't make the kid a mamzer. There's no reason he didn't do a lav. There's nothing. It's a rabbanon. Violating rabbinic law doesn't make the kid a mamzer. Weiter. So far we went through the sequence with Maimer first, followed by Get, Bia, or Chalitza, or Get first, followed by Maimer, Bia, and Chalitza. Right? We have each one first, then followed by the other three, one man and one woman. Now we move on to the next case. Cholatri also Maimer. He did Chalitza, and then he did a Maimer. Now, Klinka Bekiva doesn't work. It's a lav. So since he did chalitza, you can't do a maimer. You can't do kedushin. Ain't kedushin types in b'chayv elavin. And to the yavam, to his yavama after chalitza, this is a lav. Or nothing get. He did chalitza and then gave her a get. It's a waste of time. What purpose does this get serve?
What's
her status to show? She's mutter. She did chalitza.
So that get doesn't bring anything. If anything, it's further distance.
Exactly. There's no way. It doesn't do anything. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Or ball. He gave a chalitza, and then he lived with her. Again, he violated a lav, and it's not kedushin typhus, and therefore he did his nus. But it's not effective. He did chalitza. He can't marry her, Kutra Bekiva. There can't be a valid marriage. So there's nothing to talk about. Once he does chalitza, nothing else works afterwards. That's the sequence of chalitza first. So basically, once you do chalitza first, there's nothing else to take into consideration. Not Maimer, not Bia, not Chalit, not Get. Chalita is an end-all. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Chalat Vata Ba Maimer, I nothing get Acha Chalita, I ball Acha Chalita, ain't a klum, to the Tani B'Sefer, ain't Acha Chalita klum. So ain't Maimer or Bia types of Acha Chalita. There can't be a marriage after Chalita, Kerb Akiva. The get achav chalitza live tzarich lamisni. Saying a get after chalitza is totally superfluous. Lashmina, they klum. But Maya Hani, what should it ask her? What effect the rishis should it have? Let you beklay himself to make him watch her relatives of mitzvah beklay machmas chalitza. The relatives of his chalitza, right? Ella aida the boy lamisni get lachav bila. In the next case, we'll want a get after bia. The tani I bore was the mitzvah but doesn't get. We'll have it in a moment. That once he did bia, it's already his wife, and there's no zika left. If I get sagula b'loy chalitza, and if he gives her a get afterwards, it's a regular divorceable marriage. Taninami get lacha chalitza. Welcome to Farish B'Gemara. Meaning, chalitza and a get afterwards is a superfluous case, because what would the effectiveness of the get be? To do what? To ask her in a relative? She's asked already. not a marriage. What does the Mishnah have to say? It's superfluous. It's just there because of the style, because in the next case we want it.
Maybe offer her to a Kohen.
She's offer her to Chalutza.
That's right.
There's nothing to be effective by getting a get after Chalutza. Nothing changed. Right. So is this get. This get was only to be a Rabbanan also. Right. Now comes the next case. A ball of Asamimer. He lived with his Yivama first. He did Yibum, biblical Yibum, nothing wrong rabbinically. Then he made a Mimer. Waste of time. Total waste of time. It's like giving Kiddushin to your wife as an anniversary present. What are you giving Kiddushin to your wife as an anniversary present? She's your wife already. Or nothing get. He did Bia and then gave her a get. Well, he just divorced his wife. It has nothing to do with Yibum. He did Yibum. It's his regular wife. He gives her a get. Adios. But it's nothing to do with Yibum. It's like a regular woman that he divorced. Or Chalat. He did Bia and then did Chalitza. Hate to break the news to you. He did Bia. It's his wife. Chalitza is a waste of time. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't become usher to her. Somebody decides to have his wife take off his shoe and spit in it right in front of Ben. Doesn't mean anything. It's his wife. Einacha Chalitza Klum. And the truth is, Einacha Chalitza Klum is on the first set of cases, and Einacha Bia Klum would be on the second set of cases. Rashi. Baal Vaster Maimer, I nothing get Achabia, I Chalitz Lachabia. Ein Lachabia Klum Zikas Yavamim. The get Shanas of Lachabia, Megarish Lachish to Gemura. It's like divorcing his complete wife, Leboy Chalitza. Rambasa Lachabia Magzira, he can take her back, like every other divorced wife. The chalitza shasar achabia in a melis klum, and the chalitza that he does afterwards, zero. There ain't no lazikas yavamim. There's no yip. There's no bond anymore. Umaymed achabia lahabitzarach lebisni. Saying maymed after bia is a waste. It's superfluous. The pshita lagoy mahani. The lamay lahani. What should it help? Now feel like maymed achamaymed biyav mechav yavam achas basu kabad lelas adami. A double maymed from one yavam to one yavam is meaningless. The my kavod. I'm mitzvah koy mekavetzah. He already accomplished what he had to accomplish. I did the 20 ratio chalitza to Maimer. Since in the beginning we wanted to hear the case of chalitza followed by Maimer, this is Lashmina Kurbakiva, then Kedushin types of chalitza. We wanted to say it's going like Kurbakiva, the Kedushin is not typhus. Again, it's there for stylistic purposes. That's going back on case number one, it could appreciate the help. Now, listen to the safe one of the second series, the Kanye Ball wants to Maimer doesn't get Mechalitz. Have a Shayach Lemis the Einachabia Club. It should have said Einachabia Club, and the Gemara Kabbalah, and the Gemara will point that out. We just brought two sequences. Chalitza followed by the rest, Bia followed by the rest. So it should have said Einachabia of Einachabia Club. It doesn't say that, it just says Einachabia Club, but the same is true by Bia. So we just went through four sequences. Maimer first, followed by any of the three. Get first, followed by any of the three. Chalitza first, followed by any of the three. Bia first, followed by any of the three. We went through, this was by one Yavam and one Yavama. One Yavam and one Yavama. So we had Maimer, followed by Maimer, get or Bia. Get, followed by Maimer, Bia, get, Chalitza. Right? Maimer followed by Get, Bia, Chalitza. Get followed by Maimer, Bia, Chalitza. Chalitza followed by Maimer, Bia, and Get. And Bia followed by Maimer, Get, and Chalitza. So all three sequences were taken, all four sequences, with each one being first, followed by the other three, and we gave the halach. That was by one Yavam and one Yavama. Now we move on to what happens if there are two Yavamas. And he does one, and then one. What happens? Zok the Mishnah. Achas Yavama, Achas Liyavim Echad. This is true by one Yavama to one Yavam. V'achas Shtei Yavamas Liyavim Echad. And this is true by two Yavamas to one Yavam. And the Gemara will go through the sequences again. But this time, it's two ladies and one man. Reuben died, left over Rachel and Leah. And we're not going to be going in Reb Gamliel's opinion. We're going to be going according to the Rabbanan's opinion, because this is where Reb Gamliel kicks in when he said, Ein get, ach, get, ein maimer, ach, maimer. Right? So according to Gamliel, the rules would be different. According to the Rabbanan, there is a get, ach, get, and there is a maimer, ach, maimer. So we will now go through all the sequences with two ladies, not with one lady. Ketzad. Atzam Maimer Bezu. Again, we start with the same order. Maimer first. But instead of Maimer followed by Maimer, it's Maimer Bezu in one lady, or Maimer Bezu in the second lady. Now, Kujub Gamliel, the second lady would be meaningless. You would ignore it. Right? Rabbi Gamliel said, a Maimer achar Maimer. But we're not going in Rabbi Gamliel. We're going in the Rabbanan that say both Maimers are effective. Therefore, Tzricha Shnei Gittin, both have to receive Gittin for their Maimer, and one Chalitza. Because she needs Chalitza biblically.
For who? For each one?
Each one.
No, one. Pashtus, one. This is the Chalitza Psula L'Chayra. It should be telling the Machlaikas we had in the third Perek, but we'll leave it alone for now. The Gemara might get there, might not get there.
There's only one brother.
Only one brother, correct. So, yeah, it's a Shiloh there. If you give Chalitza Psula to one Yavama, does it pater her Tzara or not? That was a Shiloh also there. Rashi? Achas Yavama, Achas Liyav Mechad, Achas Shnei Yavamas Liyav Mechad, Shovim K'may Shamarnu, they're equal. She has Achas Get Rishon, Achas Maim, Rishon Klum. If you start with get and with maimer, there is other things that can work. But if you start with being chalitza, nothing works. And we're going to go through all the cases. Both maimers were effective. But you can't do yibum. What should you do? To do yibum to both, have a lishnei batim. If you want to do yibum to Rachel or Leah, since he did Maimer to both, he can't do Yibum to one after he did Maimer to the other. So therefore, if he did Maimer to both, Yibum becomes a non-entity. He has to give a get to both and Chalit to the one.
So Maimer is a partial...
Rabbinic partial. Rabbinic partial. You're right. Rabbinic partial. Key word, rabbinic. Other key word, partial.
It's also fully in his...
let me just.
It's a partial, partial yibum.
Rabbinically. Yes, I'm sorry about my question.
If he gives this get to the for the mimer of the Zico, we have for that.
The chayra, yeah.
He gives it just for the mimer, then the Zico remains.
Right. Tysus asks, why can't he give a get to one for the Maimer, and then Bimiyabim the other?
Right.
Doesn't give an answer.
It's a little bit, why would we put this in the Tanakhama, right? Whose sheet is this?
The Rabbana, not the Rabbana.
Yeah, I'm saying there's no name.
Well, the Rabbana. Rashi said, Kirabbana.
This should be written first.
Again, all your criticism in the order of the Mishnah, you can transfer to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you leave me out.
Out of nowhere, were the first sheet to put in yet?
Yeah, but Chacham and Maimim, yes, Maim, Racham, Maim, yes.
Yeah. When the wheel was first talked about here.
And therefore?
I mean, well, usually it's not like
we need a name of the Perek, so we put them first, so we can name the Perek or Wheel.
Any
other
truck
there
named after tonight? You know, it's not. That's not the question. My question is, usually you have
Rabban Shita. Yeah, Rabban Eliezer the Mila.
No, but
what?
Usually. What?
Well,
I
wasn't
going to go through the whole shot, so I can do it also.
Yeah,
yeah.
So do it.
Go for it. What's the next one? But Rabbi, usually you have the
mission
with the
Rabban
first.
No, that's not true.
I don't know why you say that. We're not. We finished. We brought Rabbi Gamliel. We move on. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
No, you don't have that. The Sheikh Shita's Yachid is written first. Then out of nowhere, we bring down the
Rabbanit.
Look, I don't see the
Rabbanit
sheet
there. Yes, it is. It's there.
You saw that also?
It's there in the Mishnah. Look in the Mishnah, not an article.
No,
the third line of the Mishnah. Third and fourth line.
There.
This is Rishonim. I don't see. Oh.
There.
It says East of Jersey. It's never written this way. It's never written the Rishita's Yachin first.
Oh, wait, 90% of the Mishnayos are this way.
That first the Rishita's Yachin?
Yes.
Come?
Yes.
Who was it? I can do this quickly.
The
Cordis, what?
That mission
doesn't come
in the last. Yeah, it's such a beautiful approach. No, I don't have it.
They
had the Chachamim last. No. Yes. The Liyaz Raimah, Anashmei Rishayna, the Chachamim Maimah Matchatzais. And then we're going to be a Liyaz Raimah, Anashmei Rishayna.
Why is that a
little
shock? Okay. So is there a reason why?
Right, can we?
Is there a reason why, Remy?
Right, can we move on? Maimer Bigzu, Veget Lazu. Okay? He gave a Maimer to Rachel, and then he gave. I don't know, I didn't do the Rashid Khalid to Lahagas Memma Pateris to us. Fine. Maimer Lazu, Veget Lazu. He gave a Maimer to Rachel and a Get to Leah. He no longer can do Yibum because he gave a Get. Right? So Tzrichas get, Rachel needs a get, but Chalitza to one of them. Rachel's Maimer has to be removed, but by giving a get to Leah, he removed the possibility of Yibum. Rashi. Maimer v'zu v'get l'zu, pasul get shalach right eser yishayna. The get of the second one, pasul the first one, the kamle v'lo yivza. Rabbinically, he's not allowed to do Yibum anymore. Tzrichas get l'mamaroi, he has to remove the mimer because he made a mimer. It can't be ignored. The chalitza was the kasai. The chalitza lemaska kedushin. Chalitza can't take care of the mimer. The get lemaska zika. Get can't take care of zika.
Why is the get stronger than the mimer? I mean, the mimer shows his intent to build.
But then he built a get. Once he did a get, he said no. Once the guy gives the get, he's removed the possibility of evil. And here you can't tell me to get for mimer because it's the other lady.
In the same bias. That's the idea.
Correct. Okay, now we move on to the next case. Maimer Lazu, Ubal Lazu. He did Maimer to Rachel, and then he lived with Leah. That's a no-no. You did a partial Yibam to Rachel rabbinically. You're not allowed to do Yibam to Leah rabbinically, but biblically it was a good Yibam. She says, get, Beis Gittin. She has to write a get for his Maimer, and a get for his marriage, because it was a rabbinically prohibited marriage. And chalitza, Rabbanan say, since it was a rabbinically prohibited marriage, we make you have chalitza. Listen to what the guy did. He did Maimer to Rachel, then he did Bia to Leah. Biblically speaking, he did Yibum to Leah. Rachel doesn't count. But rabbinically, Rachel got a partial Yibum, which banned him from doing Yibum to Leah.
It's Rabbanan.
And he went and did it. He violated Rabbanan Isser. By violating Rabbanan Isser, we say, no, 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 you cannot stay married to her. You got to get rid of her, biblically. So he gives her a get. But meanwhile, you have a get to give to your mimer person, because you made a mimer, you got to get rid of that too. So you have to give her a get too. And then we say, rabbinically, you never did a good Yibum, so you need chalitza.
When a person does it in a law, a Kayan marries a Grusha,
yes.
Except for Rikiva,
yes.
We make him divorce?
Absolutely. He's never alive every time he lives with her. Absolutely. He lives in sin. Because that's what the Torah said. You can, it's valid and illegal. He lives in sin. He's living with a grusha. Every time he lives with her, he violates the law.
Is it every time he has relations or every time he marries her?
No, I think it's every time he has relations. And we don't believe that you can renounce your kahuna. There was once a rabbi, a conservative rabbi in town, who was a kayan, who wanted to go to funerals, so he gave up his kahuna. We don't believe that. Armand Cohn. Rabbi Park, and he renounced his kahuna. He gave up the right so he could go to funerals. We don't believe that.
Does he still take true on? Does he still lie?
No. Okay. Rashi, Maimer Zubol Zu Atzul Kaima. He's also to keep his yavam. First one is bound to him. Because rabbinically he needs chalitza. Why isn't a get good enough for the second one? He was married to her biblically and he gave her a biblical get. Because it was a wrong thing to do. The Rabbanim don't recognize the effectiveness of his yibum, even though biblically he did yibum. Right. It's like blowing shofar on Shabbos. You biblically blew shofar. But the Rabbanim said we don't want you to blow shofar. So I don't know how much credit in Olam Haba you're going to get. Probably nothing. Again, I'm talking about in Cleveland, Ohio. If you blow shofar on a Shanish Chal B'Shabbos, you did a biblical mitzvah. But the Rabbanim told you not to do it. He did a biblical mitzvah of Yibum, but the Rabbanim told him we don't want you to do it.
Okay, on Shabbos.
Right, because when she touched them, there's no Shemi Everen. Right. But next. So that was again, we're not finished yet. One more. Maimer Bazu v'cholot Luzu. He did Maimer to Rachel and Chalitza to Leah. Harashai Netzricha get, because he has to remove the Maimer. Biblically, he did Chalitza. It's over and done with. But the Maimer needs to be removed. Now, this is a Chiddush. We don't say that this is a non-effective Chalitza because of the Maimer. The Rabbana never said that. Chalitza works, cuts it off, just has to take care of the Maimer by giving a get. Rashi, Maimer Bezu v'cholot Bezu, Ba'alus Maimer, Rashai Netzricha get l'Maimer, the Chalitza the Idach, Lo'ayim Avka l'Mamarai. Okay, so let's remove, we just did a sequence. Maimer to Rachel, Maimer to Leah, two gittin and Chalitza. Each one to remove the Maimer, and then Chalitza to remove the Zika. Maimer to Rachel and a get to Leah, you have to do a get to Maimer and a Chalitza. Can't do Yibum, because once you gave the get, it prohibits Yibum. Maimer to one, and you lived with the other, you did a B'Yipsula, we require you to break up your biblical marriage, and require a rabbinic chalitza, and also a rabbinic get for the first one. And Maimer and Chalitza, this is the biggest chiddush of all. You did Maimer to Rachel and Chalitza to Leah. Now, if you did Bia to Leah, we said, no, it doesn't work. But when you do Maimer to Rachel and Chalitza to Leah, we say the Chalitza is 100% effective. It removes all the Zika, even though you had a Maimer to Rachel. It removes all the Zika. Just take care of your Maimer and give Rachel again. That's a very big chiddush. The Rabbanim did not treat Chalitza the same way they treated Bia. By Bia, after a Maimer to Rachel and Bia to Leah, they didn't like that. They said, no, you did the wrong thing. We make you divorced, so we need Chalitza. Here you did Maimer to Rachel and then Chalitza to Leah. You could have made an argument. Oh, you shouldn't have done Chalitza to Leah.
What would I have to do then?
First give a get to Rachel and then do Chalitza again. You're giving Chalitza when you're bound to Rachel.
I would say give get to
Rachel and then Chalitza to any one of the two.
But why would I give anything to Rachel?
You did a Maimer.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but you cannot. You now did Chalitza to Leah.
Why don't we call that Chalitza Psula like we have before?
It is.
But so Chalitza Psula is only good for that?
We're saying it works for both. It's exactly the Chiddush here.
Wow.
It works. Not only does it works even though there's still a Maimer. This is the halacha of the Mishnah. The Chalitza can cancel the Zika even though there was a Maimer to one of them. I want everybody to hear the Chiddush here. It's a very big Chiddush here. We don't treat Chalitza the same as Bia. By Bia, we're strict. You did a Bia Psula, we don't let you stay married to her, we make you divorce her, and we make you have Chalitza. You did a Chalitza after a Maimer, finished, Zika's gone, over, done with, the Gemara will explain why. Over, done with, all you have to do is take care of your Maimer, but the Zika is completely gone. Even though you did Chalitza after the Maimer.
So the Chalitza is going to help even for Rachel?
Even for Rachel.
But I still give her
a get for the Maimer. Rabbinic get for the Rabbinic Maimer. But the Zika is gone completely.
Even though I did it, when I did the Maimer originally, it was fine.
100%. 100%.
If he says Mimer one and via to the second one, he gives her a get.
You have to give both of them a get. One rabbinically, one biblically, and he needs a rabbinic chalitza.
What if he did the chalitza of the second one prior to giving the get to the...
It's meaningless. Once you do chalitza, there's nothing after that.
But you only need chalitza for one, then, just like the set last case. In other words, chalitza...
Chalitza does everything. Finished. Over and done with.
No matter what the other one bound with, or mind.
1 minute. Once you do be at a one, you can't give chalitza to the other. She's, if there was no be a betula, why should you give chalitza at all?
You don't need it.
You don't need it. It's worthless. We'll see that to Mitchum tomorrow.